Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Today's episode is brought to you by HeshySocks.com, the most comfortable kick-ass fashion socks for work or for play. Let me tell you something, guys. When you wear crappy socks, uncomfortable socks, socks without any padding, it makes a huge difference in your walking and running experience, okay? Dress shoes suck dick, okay? Dress shoes are the fucking worst. Nobody wants to wear dress shoes as it is. And if you have to wear them, most of the sock options are thin and sweaty and crappy. They do not feel good at all, okay? I get slimy feet when I wear dress socks. It's awful. I feel like I'm slipping and sliding around the fucking dance floor. It's awful. So when you're wearing typical socks, they provide no protection at all, causing your feet to hurt. Heshy socks are like pillows for your feet. If you're wearing nice shoes or your feet hurt, you need Heshy socks. All of the Heshy socks are cushioned in the footbed, the heel, and the toe for maximum comfort. They have arch support in the center of the foot. They're made with high-end Pima cotton. Pima is super soft. It's cotton that is highly breathable and absorbent if your feet sweat, like mine, my gross, disgusting feet. And the best part of all, they're antimicrobial. They kill the bacteria and keep your feet from stinking. Zach, I imagine when you go into somebody's home and they say, hey, remove your shoes.
I beg them if I can keep them on.
Yeah, and it's crazy. Now you're tracking fucking cat shit or, you know, fucking blood or whatever else is in your apartment into their home now. It's awful, okay? We don't want that, okay? So guess what? You need some Heshy socks. And they have silly styles too, Zach. If you want fun, colorful styles, they have a lot of different styles. So if you want to be, you know, down, you know, understated, or if you want to fucking be crazy and wacky, boom.
But wait, Lewis, can I wear them with dress shoes or sneakers?
You can wear them whatever the fuck you want, Zach Amico.
Well, son of a bitch.
Suck a dick, baby boy. Here's the deal. What you got to do is you got to go to HeshySocks.com. That is HeshySocks.com. And use the promo code REAL30 and you save 30% on your entire order. Go buy fucking a couple $100 worth of socks. You're never going to want another pair of socks. Get your entire sock order for the next couple years knocked out right now and use that promo code because you save 30%. That's crazy, doggy. Okay, I love them. Go right now, HeshySocks.com. Use that promo code REAL30. Okay, let's start the show.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Bunch of friends who went to see Radiohead in high school, James Meekum, Dan Prush, John Hickey in that group, Dave Green, and they all came back and they all bragged that they were watching Radiohead, and during the performance they were so moved that they all were brought to tears.
They bragged about this.
Men. Aww. I mean, these are men. These are, I mean, granted, 17-year-old kids, 16-year-old kids, but at that time, you're not even
They were 16 or 17?
These are
okay,
kids.
That's kind of cute then.
It's not
they're
cute.
Younger.
It's not cute.
That's when you pride to not do that.
Yes, the exactly. Most, that's where, like, now you would almost, like, admit it, because you're like, who gives a shit?
I fucking cry to that right now.
Good tune. Look, Radiohead's great.
Dynamite, too.
If you watch another man play guitar and start crying, you're a homosexual. And I don't, that's not a bad thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Look, it depends on what you're going through, you know? Like, the music hits you whenever you're not.
Tommy, have you cried at a concert?
Fuck yes.
No, you haven't.
Fuck yes.
No, you haven't.
I cry a lot.
No, you don't. Shut up.
Yes, I do. That's no fucking joke.
Do you not cry? Do you ever cry?
I cry
Tommy,
a lot too.
I love you. You do look like you cry beginning to end at a Springsteen show.
No, it's more emotional shit. I listen to like slow, depressing shit. Like I cried at Ray LaMontagne. Do you know who that dude is?
Oh my God. Okay. Okay.
That motherfucker rocked.
I do love listening. You know what? Actually, I'm glad you said that. I need to put him back in
dude,
my
he's,
list.
Dude, he is fucking. He is so dramatically beautiful that, and I was going. Dude, hear me out.
By the way, one of my categories today was I'm trying to set up the fight between you and McCusker.
All right.
Pope versus McCusker.
Hell yeah.
Fucking slam heads.
Actually, that's a difficult one to decide. Do you
also,
have
he's
a...
very he's very quiet, and he's one of those, he's got
I
dad strength.
I think he might have it. I think he might
I'm
beat
like, Abby,
the shit out of
let me finish my
you.
Fucking crying story.
Sorry, continue.
Hold on. First, let him tell
all
us
right,
how
so
he cries to this man's music.
And also, let me tell you something. I'm okay with this, all right? I'm not going to back down. I'm fine. fine with crying during a beautiful song.
No.
And it's a nice song.
Not in public. Maybe if you're alone and you're thinking
it's
about
dark.
If
no
you
one
watched
can see it.
Your mom die during that song, fine.
I had
if your mother died, if you're listening to this song, you're like, all right, my mom was actually murdered in front of me, brutally and raped.
No, you should be mad. That should give you anger, not sadness.
Maybe. Can I hear whatever he was talking about that he cries?
Wait. No, it's just forget it now. You guys aren't on my side. It was a good song. It was dark. I was going through some shit in my life, and I enjoyed it. I left and I was like, he's a special.
You watched this. You cried live.
Live.
Watching him live.
Yes.
Did you make eye contact with him? Because that's a sign of
respect.
No, homosexual
attention.
Oh, that's
kind
like
of like
a,
let me
like
have,
a step I, on the foot thing.
Yes,
like a Vietnam.
No. Like the airport bathroom.
I was like 12 rows back, and he did this thing where he's just himself, like you just said, acoustic. And it was a drop.
You look like you play guitar for a band
really
called 12 Rows Back.
It was a straight light down. He was on a stool, and he just it was.
Could
raw.
You see his dick in his pants?
I wish, dude. He was a special person.
Can I see a video of this man performing? Because this is strange to me. It was a weird thing that stood out to me as a kid. I was very aware at that time. I was like, oh wow, my boys are all gay. That's awesome. They're all homosexuals. They all have sex with each other behind my back.
And I realized someone with self awareness would have went, if all my friends are gay.
I didn't catch the band. What was it?
Ray LaMontagne, LaMontagne.
It's not even a band, it's a man.
It's a man. It's a fucking
It's a man
he's
specifically.
A
like Radiohead, it's
he's
like
a spirit.
You know, at least that's a bunch of men.
The dude was homeless together for like 20 years and he played on the street.
This
then,
guy, he brought you to
Wait,
tears.
Wait, the guy from
He doesn't look like that. Yeah, I guess that's him. Yeah.
No,
he used to have a real shaggy
beard. Can we hear the music
beard.
Though? Let's get a video of his of him playing music up. Why wouldn't we just
you know,
play?
I thought this was just going to be 30 seconds quick me pointing out that I cried
no,
once.
No, we all got to know.
Go ahead. Do you remember the song you cried to?
I think it was Jolene.
Oh god.
Oh, he covered
Come on,
Jolene.
Man.
No, this one. Simple Thing. Yeah, this is it.
Oh man.
Oh
come
no,
on.
This is his new one. This is a new one. I
can take this isn't a good example.
What do you mean? This is beautiful.
No.
It is beautiful. And I
listen
just
to his
enjoy
voice.
This.
Listen to his voice.
He sounds kind of John Mayer-y.
No, his voice sounds like fucking whiskey wearing a velvet coat.
If I wanted to sit on a porch sipping iced tea thinking about my past, present, and future, this would be the music.
This is a fucking great song.
I know. It's not a bad thing. I'm saying that if I was on an old-timey wraparound porch
yes,
by myself,
yeah,
it wouldn't make
sipping a drink with one teardrop, and then it cuts to James playing with his new family.
Yes. Some guy comes out. Hey, get the fuck off my porch. Who the fuck are you? Yeah, this is... I'm just saying it was a weird thing in my life when my friends told me that. And we turned a corner. I didn't really look at them as my friends anymore.
Huh.
Not because they were gay, because they were hiding something from me. What? What are you doing? What is this? I turn the music off if you're going to play it, idiot.
Man, that's really getting it right now. I gotta be honest. It's a fucking
is this you crying?
I've heard so much about
Why are you crying?
Can't shut up.
Describing the plot of Milo and Otis.
That's not exactly it.
The point I'm making is it's a fucking beautiful story.
Are you kidding me?
Wait.
I was hammered. Are
you kidding me? Yeah, you're right. You know? I'm a pussy, huh?
Oh, yeah, wait. Was alcohol involved? You were at a concert. You were probably drinking.
He's talking about a pug.
A pug and a little yellow cat.
We're going to play a clip on your show, Danish and O'Neill. This is the one.
Oh, my God, dude. That's genuine fucking
sadness. Well, no, why I was crying was because I was describing watching it with my son for the first time.
Okay,
and I watched it with my mom at his age.
What did I say?
Okay. That's there's a child involved.
You don't.
Yeah.
Right. Turn it off.
Oh,
you fucking
okay.
Jerk
wait.
Off.
Now, yeah. Turn it off.
I'm
come
fucking
on, man.
Zooming
there's
into my fucking
shit.
Face.
Yes.
Don't make us look at his tears.
Fucking assholes. Which it was.
Cats on the TV and Lewis's mom bent a silver spoon.
No, you know, it was a touching moment, and I was hammered, and I was just describing watching this movie with my son, which is one of the earliest movies I remember watching with my mom. And I'm honestly, Dudley Moore has always touched me in anything he's ever been a part of.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, are you okay?
Yeah. So
you never know what someone's going through, man.
Where did he touch you?
Yeah, he me too'd. I was me too'd by Dudley Moore. Dudley less, please. That's what I said to him.
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
would
joke.
You respect your male friends if they were being all emotional about their kids now? Is kids like a.
Yeah, kids is the one thing you can get emotional about, man.
Yeah.
Dave Smith, when he held my son in his arms for the first time, he was the third person I ever held my. It was him on the knee. And then Dave started got choked up, started crying.
Aw, that's so cute.
We all started calling him a faggot. It was fucking hilarious.
Oh, I can't
also,
wait that, for that to be your next kid's first word. Faggot. What was James'
Dave
first
Smith
word?
Dave Smith is a faggot. That's his first sentence. What was James' first word? The N word.
Blowy-okey. Yeah,
no, he fuck. What was his first word? Holy shit, I'm a bad dad.
Nah.
How do I not That's remember?
There's
this?
Like there's a lot of things to forget.
Bad dad.
Bad dad. That's technically two words.
He was advanced.
Look, we have an incredible show planned for today, okay? Tommy Pope is in the studio. And look, I don't think you're gay for crying. It's fine. We're gonna move past
I'm
that.
Also okay with you thinking it's gay. With it.
It's just strange. You're watching a man strum guitar and it brings you to emotions. It's again. Fucking nuts.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
nuts on. To me. Okay, it's fine. It's a little weird for a woman. I like you know that I equate that to when you see videos of women crying when they see Elvis walking by. That's the man's version of that. Is a man crying?
Do you feel bad crying during movies? Like, do you think you would judge me for that?
Typically, I don't really cry during movies.
No, I don't know. I feel like
So anyone emotional, you're just not into it.
I don't know. Does that turn women on? Does that work for the women?
I wouldn't cry like, to turn a woman on and cry because my body's telling me to.
Yeah, I can't get turned on unless a woman's crying, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, that makes sense. Which kind of way? There's different kinds of crying. Oh.
Any crying. As long as I see tears, I'm rock hard, period. Okay?
That's what's in that bag.
Exactly. It's a bag of tears.
They're compacted blue tears.
I smell them and I get fucking rock hard.
Oh, yeah. I was Googling what happens if a woman takes blue chew.
It actually, the rumor is that it works
for women
as well.
It just makes them horny or something?
It makes blood hard? Rush to your genitals, I believe.
Oh, that makes sense.
So you gotta fucking.
It sucks if it would just.
So a woman starts her period. That's what happens. You take it and just starts bleeding. It's crazy. Yeah, we have these blue chews. I have to give them to Gillis. He loves them.
And me.
And you. You want some too?
You promised.
All right, though.
You haven't taken them before?
I haven't.
This would be the first time?
Yeah, we'll do it live.
Look at this. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, fuck,
four,
dude. Yeah.
5, 6. 7, 8, 9.
This feels
10,
like middle
11,
school or like
12,
high school,
13.
Like people trading shit around.
Have
you're
fun.
A fucking man.
I'm gonna tell Shan I gave you a bunch. You better give him a bunch too.
Of course.
Look at that.
This makes your mouth blue, you said?
Yeah,
that's the
it
problem.
It tastes like
with
blue
it.
Raspberry, right?
That's the problem. Yeah, it sort of tastes like blue raspberry and it makes your mouth blue. Yeah.
Is that like to warn women? Like
well,
you can't.
That's my problem because I like to take it.
It also turns your mouth light blue if you make out with a guy who just took one. Just FYI.
Dude, my girlfriend doesn't want me to take him because I'm already a horn dog, right? Yeah. So I fucking, you know, my libido.
She's like, please no.
No, she's literally tells me, she's like, yeah, you don't need a fucking blue chew. What are you doing?
You can't lie.
But it's not about not having a hard dick. It's about the quality of your hard dick. It fucking really.
Oh, yeah.
It turns it up, baby.
It's like an air mattress being.
They're not paying
to
be on this show. If they're paying to be on the show, I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't be giving you blue chew on the air.
Okay.
But if they want to start paying me to be on the show, I'll stop giving out the blue chews right now. No doubt about it. But I have so many of them. What am I going to do? What am I going to not get my friend's boner's blue chew? Grow the fuck up.
You're the best, dude.
I'm
going to cry.
But it does make your mouth blue. So now when I take them, my girlfriend can just fucking say, let me see your tongue.
Before,
if I'm getting too frisky, she's like, let me see your tongue. Did you blue chew it up?
She puts you in a fucking cage for a little bit.
Yeah, so I just take it and I brush my
hours.
Tongue. Or you could bite it in half and then swallow it like a pill. If you want to bite it in half, you want to activate that bitch.
Yeah, it goes in your vessels and in your face. Jeez. I'm excited.
So, look, great show. Abby Rosenquist is here as well. Zach Amico, international superstar. Let's get some plugs out of the way nice and early because we have a lot of fun Perfect. Stuff planned today, and I do want to get to all of it. Abby, what do you got to plug?
This comes out today. It's live, right?
I don't know. It's live, but it'll be on iTunes, I think, on Saturday
okay.
or Monday, one of those two.
All right. I don't know. Just follow me on Instagram and Twitter and on Book Sluts, my podcast. And yeah, I just post about shows. I got a show tonight. If you're listening to it now,
nice.
So check out my Insta.
Fuck yeah, go to the Insta.
Same Instagram, Twitter, I guess, and our show, A Fair One, with me and Shane Gillis on Wednesdays, Compound at 8:00.
Fuck yeah. Zachy.
Twitter and Instagram at Zach is not funny. Please be sure to check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, comics sitting down, watching horror movies. And this weekend, if you're in the tri-state area, Hoboken, Capital Wrestling, we have our pay-per-view at 7:00 Saturday night in Hoboken. It's called Watch Your Step. Look it up online. I can hook you up for free tickets if you hit me up.
Fuck yeah.
Nice.
Go check out Zach. I'm going to be soon enough coming out and making my professional wrestling debut.
No.
And I'm going to, and I already said this, I'm going to attack his wrestler that he manages when he's not looking. And it's not going to be, the organization's going to know nothing about it. Zach's going to know nothing about it. He's going to know nothing about it. It's just going to be a maniac from the fucking crowd. And it's going to be a complete shoot. It's going to be fucking fucked up because I'm actually a violent animal. I'm not a pro wrestler. I don't fake fight. Yeah. So 1-0 undefeated.
He has big boy arts. Karate fights.
Yes,
I do. Can be emotional and violent. Let's say that.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
If you're fighting and you start crying, I'm not fighting a guy that's crying.
Yeah.
That motherfucker is ready to go. A guy's just crying like, what is inside of him? That's actually a great scare tactic.
For your
tactic.
Next fight, mace.
Doug, isn't that a great scare tactic? Yeah. If you just started crying, it's the old Eddie Murphy bit where he said to act crazy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
But taking another step, dude, just start... Like you have to.
I don't know. It's hard to have intimidating crying though. I can't. I'm
yes,
trying to imagine. I'm trying to imagine it.
I
just like physical tears, but not actually like no whimpering.
Next I fight. Remember kids in like
you know,
middle school
but, like,
and elementary
real
school
tears,
that would
fine, just...
like hood kids who would start crying while they fought. They would get so worked up, and there was so much pain behind their fucking, you know, violence that they would literally start crying. And I remember how fucking crazy those kids looked. I was like, damn, those are badasses.
I'll just take a blue chew.
Oh, my gosh.
Take a blue chew and just start beating off if you're losing.
Do you need a prescription for blue chew? That's
oh,
just
yeah.
the thing. Oh,
oh
you
yeah.
need a prescription. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you do.
That's a pain in the ass. What, like, people are abusing blue chews? Like,
yeah.
why?
No. Right?
I'm sure they are.
Wait,
I'm abusing that pussy.
This is
prescription
only?
Prescription, dog. Oh. You're sitting over the counter. Are you kidding
wow.
me?
Wow.
That was a drug deal.
Yeah. Fuck
you.
Nobody told you. They're empty. That's obviously a bit. Duh. Tommy, what do you got to plug? You already plugged your shit. Good.
Yeah,
all right,
dude.
So me.
Yeah,
all right.
Let's go, man.
Fuck yeah. This Saturday night. This comes out on Saturday, I believe. I don't know. Whatever. I'll be in Poughkeepsie with Kim Congdon. Make sure you guys come out to that.
Nice.
Uncle Vinny's in March with Justin Silver. Doing some shows with Michael Bisping as well. Me and him are starting to ramp up some live Believe You Me podcasts. And he's doing a one-man show that I'm going to be opening up for. And it's going to be a really, really cool thing that we're doing. So I know London and Toronto are being worked out right now. Plus some comedy festivals we're talking to. Obviously, you guys should be really hyped for Skankfest, officially announced for this summer. June 21st through 23rd. The fucking hype is real, baby boys. 3 full days of comedy mayhem. Nonstop partying all day, all night, guys. If you haven't been to Skankfest before, it is we take over an entire building. There's 4 different stages. There's just fucking awesome shit happening nonstop throughout the day. So you're never bored. There's never any downtime. If you guys want to fucking eat, drink, party, smoke pot with your favorite comedians, if you guys want to fucking, who knows what else happens at Skankfest. I'm going to tell you right now, this year we're going bigger and better than ever before. Already some of the people we have confirmed, we can't announce anybody yet. Already some of the people we have confirmed, fucking killers that we've been trying to get for years. Already people that have never been at Skankfest before. You guys, trust me right now when I tell you, you are going to be in store for the greatest comedy festival on earth. I'm not fucking around here. Anybody who's been there knows. Nobody debates this. You've never seen anybody that's been to Skankfest go, oh, that sucked.
Yeah.
You never, even people that fucking hate me will go, they go to Skankfest, they're like, all right, dude, it's fucking crazy. It's the best time in the fucking world. And it's, and comics,
somebody who would
want to
trash you on Twitter would want to be on it.
They would love
to
fucking say it sucks. They would love to say the Skankfest sucks, but you can't because it's fucking fire. Nonstop. So much fun. We'll be having a lot of announcements coming up soon, but pre-sale tickets are on sale February 4th. We're not announcing any comics yet, guys, but you can get tickets for all 3 days, VIP all-access passes, 3 full days now, all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, June 21st through 23rd, skankfestnyc.com is the website. Do that February 4th. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a limit on the number of pre-sale tickets that we're allowing to go out. They're going to be discounted slightly, so you'll save a little bit of money. Don't fuck around. I promise you right now, the comics are inconsequential. It could be fucking nobody on the fucking weekend. You would have the best time of your life. Believe me, bigger and better than ever before. You know who we had last year? Colin Quinn, Dave Attell.
Yeah.
We've had in the past Doug Stanhope, Bert Kreischer, Jim Gaffigan. We don't fuck around. This is Skankfest, bitch. This is just some of the names they're throwing out. Not to mention all the regulars like Ari Shaffir and fucking Big J and fucking the you know, Bobby Kelly, Voss, Bonnie. I mean, the all the regular people in our world. Kill Tony comes out every year. They're probably coming back. If you had to assume, we could assume that Kill Tony's going to come back. Goddamn Comedy Jam was there last year, closing it out.
Oh,
Naked
nice.
Roast with Zach Amico. These are just some of the things happening at Skankfest in years past.
Oh, yeah.
What could we have this year in store? What could we possibly... The fucking people in the booth don't even know. I won't even tell them. Because they like Ari Shaffir more than me. They would go leave the show for Ari Shaffir in a heartbeat. They would, both of them. If Ari said to them, hey, dude, I will give you a comparable salary to come work on my show independently, both of them would leave today. They're fucking scumbags. They have no loyalty. I wish Shannon was back. Shannon would never leave me. Do we have any updates from Shannon's Instagram? Can we say? She's on Shiprock
Shannon
right
Cruz?
Now. Shannon Cruz.
Nice.
On Shiprock Cruz. Really, you know, her homecoming, I'd say. It's going to fucking look. It's going to be a weird time if Shannon got drunk and laid on that boat, because there's a lot of bets happening and we're going to obviously talk about it. I hope she fucked that rock star and her girlfriend finds out. I hope it's a dramatic thing for the next 2 years in our world where she has this girl that wants to kill her.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Right?
We get to like, yeah, we'll protect. Yeah, we'll stand at the door.
What do we got? See, here's where you know she's doing fucked up shit. There's not a lot of pictures. Look, there's day one, they haven't even left yet. They're just in Texas right here. Look. And then nothing else is happening.
Because she doesn't have service on the boat.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, okay. So it's with...
She's having sex right now with three men. Black men.
Oh, it's the whole crew?
The three black men on the boat.
Three black men,
she
yes.
had to find them?
Seven Dust. And, oh, we got a skank shirt. Fuck yeah, go back. Look at that cool nice. Guy. Look at that cool motherfucker right there. Look at Shannon's boobs, by the way. Letting them hang out.
Oh, yeah. She's taking them out for a trip.
Oh, hell yeah, she is. Dust them
get
off.
Some vitamin D on the D's.
Squeaky, squeaky. Oral kern.
She hits them like they're pillows. okay.
Oh, she has to fluff her tits.
Is it
to
like
get
a
ready.
Thing? Is it like a whole thing? A lot of people going from the network or something.
Just
or
Ralph it... and Shannon. They're out there. I think Ralph and Shannon are probably secretly fucking behind everyone's back. You know? What happened?
This picture is with one of the members of Blacktop Mojo.
Okay, so she might settle for a fucking one of the other guys.
Maybe
Black Bottom Mojo.
I'm just. It's weird to me that she's with the band.
Shut the fuck up, Black Bottom Mojo. Everyone laugh.
What?
Hit it. Hit it!
I'm so confused right now. Lewis and
Black Bottom Mojo. Solid fucking joke for me today, guys. I'm coming out hot today. 20 minutes into the show for the best joke of the week, maybe.
Are they on the cruise for the band, or the band just happened to be on the cruise?
It's a heavy metal cruise.
Did you guys do a cruise?
Jesus Christ.
We did it different year. I did it 1 year, Lewis.
I've done it a few years. Yeah. I did Impractical Jokers cruise last year.
Have you done a cruise?
No, I'm not interested in fucking cruises.
It's fun. If you do a comedy cruise, if you do one with a bunch of comedians.
That's the only
I
one
that.
I would do. It's a comedy cruise, yeah.
It's fun.
No.
It's great.
Do you get seasick or something?
No, it's just locked.
Crying.
You're just locked in.
Huh?
You're just locked in with
anytime
so
the boat sways,
fucking...
he starts crying. He can't. He starts thinking about that the time where he made eye contact with that male musician.
Always looking at the water, crying.
Uh-huh.
No.
Where another like dude's nothing. Emotion made him cry.
Dude, what? Oh my gosh. I saw something on there was like an underwater tent. So it's like scuba divers can go like sleep underwater. And I'm like, fuck, that is the most terrifying thing that I've ever fucking seen.
Sleep underwater?
Sleep like in a underwater tent. I mean, who knows? You know, what's on the internet? What's real? What's real anymore? I don't
Wait
know.
Wait a minute. So do you go in the underwater tent and then you take off your scuba gear and you're in this fucking pressurized underwater tent?
You know,
or
I didn't...
are you in your scuba gear taking a nap? Either way, it's equally terrifying.
It's equally terrifying and I'm assuming you're in your scuba. That sounds so uncomfortable.
Scuba fucks me up. The idea...
I can't... I'm more terrified. I'm terrified of the ocean. I'm just fucking terrified.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I get scared...
I'd rather die in space.
...of things I can't see, like underneath like my
they come
feet.
Because here's the thing. Not only do you not see them, you don't see them, and then you see them. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes.
It's like you don't see them at all. It's like a heavy fog. You
yeah,
know what I
mean? And
then
there's other things. Like you hear about an undertow that like...
Yep.
You're like, oh, there's an undertow. It was crazy. It was he was 3 feet in the water, and this 6-year-old kid was pulled in by the undertow and drowned to death. He'd be like, why are we fucking with the ocean? We have a pool. There's a pool at the hotel. What is going on here?
Why
there's
are
no
we
reason.
Fucking
there's
with
creatures.
The
there's fucking
I don't
crocodiles.
Get
there's not in the ocean.
Let...
No, shut up.
I
know there's not crocodiles in the ocean. There might
I wasn't
be.
Even paying attention.
Are there crocodiles
Let the
in
creatures
any ocean?
Have the ocean. Crocodile. We don't even need to find new islands. And if you do, go by plane or fucking helicopter. That's it.
You ever have to go to the bathroom in the ocean? Like a shit?
I have yet to aquaduce.
No, yeah, I haven't. Wonderful. I haven't taken a shit in the ocean. But my cousin took a shit in the lake.
Yeah, see, there's not a lot of moving water in a lake. That's a little weird.
Yeah, so you've shit in the ocean.
Yeah, I had to. I used to rent kayaks.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
On a beach, and I got
Was it a solid shit?
Yeah. But you can't tell until you
what it's going to be.
Swim a little way.
You can sometimes.
I just held on the side of
a
kayak
know.
And flipped around for a little bit.
That's
and
it actually
just
very impressive.
Away. Yeah, yeah. Two separate
turns.
Outs. Yeah, it's a wonderful feeling.
If I swam by you, I would start punching you in the face.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
If you shit in my water that I was bathing in, I would fucking murder you. I swear to God, there's no.
No, nobody can see me. I went way out.
I just imagine two small creatures got their kayaks.
Tommy's like, that'll be $25. All right, really quick, let's take a moment and talk about Bathmate. Pope, how's your cock?
A lot of people would say it's wonderful, Lewis.
Really?
Yeah.
You happy with the size?
Perfect size. It's not too big. It's a decent size cock.
Not too small?
If Shane was here, he'd tell you exactly how big it is.
Oh, he knows.
Beautiful. Yeah, we share.
No, they share one cock. It's...
You just hear, hey, you done with that, Tom?
Here's the deal, okay? Bathmate is the company that's going to help us live our lives of having the biggest dicks in podcasting. Here's the truth, Tommy.
Yeah.
Not too big, not too small, right? Nah, could be bigger. You know it could be. You know, nobody in the world is going to say, oh, make my dick smaller.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Couple people, but nobody that I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know anybody with that type of lifestyle, okay?
Or at least a test run.
It's the world's first penis pump that uses water to safely enlarge your penis.
Ooh,
exactly.
Boy.
Like Austin Power style?
Exactly, exactly. Other dick pumps, they were tearing people's dicks off. They use motors and fucking crazy shit.
Yeah, dude.
You don't want
to. They deserve that. If you put your dick in something with a motor, you deserve to have it fucking.
That is true.
Off.
That is very true, okay? I have a good friend who fucked his Dodge Charger in high school.
No.
And it didn't end well for him, okay?
Well, he wasn't using it to drive you to improv class. Fucking snake.
Shut up, Zach. Edit that all out. Anyway, it's a great ad read. All right, look, here's the deal, okay? Bathmate Hydro Pumps have helped over 1 million users worldwide, okay? They provide lasting improvements for your penis size, erection strength, and personal confidence and sex life. It's built for real performance and power. The Bathmate Penis Pump uses water instead of air to create pressure, making this a risk-free pump. When you're in the bath or shower, just fill up your Bathmate with warm water, and you're ready to start growing your dick. I love that.
Oh, it's like those things. You remember those little things, like they're foam, and then you
it's
put
like
them in the water,
and they
grow.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the exact same concept.
Wow.
You can bake it. You can throw your dick in the oven. It triples in size.
It's basically a workout for your dick. Okay, the pump increases blood flow to your penis, and with regular use, you're going to see increase in length and girth. Over 85% of surveyed users reported real results, and those 15%, those other people. They don't have any perspective. They have body dysmorphia. Like, when I get back in shape, I still see myself as being a fat guy. Yeah. These guys have huge dicks now, but they're seeing little dicks, so they can't get out of their
right.
own little dick
heads.
Yeah. It's a problem. Too much face.
Yeah, dude. They need to see a hypnotherapist in order to get over
totally.
That. Because their dicks are fucking banging right now. Safe design. They're all built with body-safe materials, and the hydro pumps are clinically proven to be safe, courtesy of Aspen Clinical Research. Here's the deal, okay? Right now. We're going to guarantee you an amazing deal, okay? If you guys go to bathmatedirect.com, that is bathmatedirect.com/wrap, or use the promo code WRAP in the link in the episode description, you're going to get a free lifetime warranty. This is worth $100, okay? $100 free lifetime warranty with the purchase of any pump, okay? Any pump you got. Now, if it breaks, if you fucked it, if your dick gets so big and it just fucking busts it open.
Like that's what I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Perfect size.
Well, guess
big
what?
Enough.
Guess what? They're going to send you a brand new Bathmate.
Whoa.
You don't got to worry about it, okay?
No questions asked.
BathmateDirect.com/wrap, okay? Also, by the way.
What a great under the wraps name, too. You know what I mean? Nobody knows what you're getting. It's called a Bathmate.
Bathmate, exactly. Thought it was just a friend that sits in the shower with you. Tells you stories.
It's your friend that gets you. It's your fluffer.
And also, here's another amazing thing they offer. They give you a guaranteed performance guarantee. They're so confident that you're going to love the Bathmate penis pump. They're going to give you a 60-day no questions asked return option. Okay? So they can't be like, oh, did your dick get too big? Is that why you're returning this? No. No questions. Take my fucking Bathmate back. Uh-huh. I want my money back. That's okay? Great. Unbelievable deal. BathmateDirect.com/wrap. All right, let's get back
she
into it.
She couldn't handle it.
Ugh. Yeah, speaking of little islands, let's go to this week's Does It Live or Does It Die?
Does it live or does it die?
I had it on my sheet of paper. All right, I have it. Don't pull up the actual story because I don't want people to fucking know what happens here. So, okay, there was a... this duck is called the world's loneliest duck.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Right here. So, all right. He was internationally crowned the world's loneliest duck. The tiny Pacific Island nation of Niue. Niue.
Okay.
I have a phonetic pronunciation there. I'm not just making this up. It's Niue. Okay. It's about 1,500 miles northeast of New Zealand.
Ooh.
What happened is, I guess after a storm, this stray duck fucking must have washed ashore somehow and ended up on this island. There's no ducks on this island. There's no ponds on this island. There's no anything, right? There's this fucking duck.
One duck moves in, dude.
So this duck started living in a puddle on this fucking island and became sort of like a celebrity. Is this lonely duck who didn't have any friends on the island. You know, a rooster came and kind of made friends with him, and fucking people would come from like miles away. Any tourist that would visit this island would come and fucking visit this duck and take selfies with it. And it's been there for about a year. So, what do we think happens here? What do we think the end result here is with this duck?
Some guy falls in love with a duck and then murders it like a Pretty Woman.
Yeah. What about, wait, so
that's what happened in Pretty Woman?
No, like a Pretty Woman.
Okay. Did you see the end of Pretty Woman? Richard Gere murdered her?
No, yeah. They
George
came out
Costanza
with a new one.
Tried to rape this duck?
There's the roosters that made friends with it. Actually, the roosters weren't even making friends with it, they were eating all of its seeds.
Yeah, what's the island that's closest? What's
New Zealand? No, yeah, 1,500 miles northeast of New Zealand.
Yeah, that thing's dead.
Do you ever just want to move to a random island like that and just have like a subsistence? Yeah, like just like farm, you know, just have subsistence living.
The loneliest Puerto Rican, just Lewis.
The loneliest cuck.
Puerto Rican.
I always love that. Sort of, I don't know exactly what it is, but sort of
simplicity,
off the grid.
No, somebody made this point once, which is that the story is a kid is born on some poor island, right, uh-huh. and works his entire life to get to the United States and you know make money, make some stuff, get to college,
and he's just taken advantage of left and right.
Well, no, but the idea is. Goes to college, becomes successful, becomes rich, retires at 65, and then goes and
moves back to an island.
Yeah. I always loved that kind of idea and that notion of like, what are we doing? Like, you know, it's sort
the
of
fisherman's
like,
parable. I think it's called.
Is that what it's called? Yeah, yeah, you know,
oh,
I
that's
know where
pretty.
I heard it. But it's I love that. I think that thing is so. Yes, there's a part of me.
You just have to do a lot of shit first.
But that's not fulfilling to me. That's not actually like. I would be the guy selling kayak trips on the island. Yeah, I would be selling fucking, you know, fishing tours. I would just, what gets me going is, you know, creating, selling, producing, you know, obviously performing and saying, you know, if I didn't have an audience to speak to and I didn't have, I do this shit for 10 hours a week or 9 hours a week.
I got a couple of buddies that quit their 9-to-5 just to do, to go to island to bartend.
Yeah.
And they save their money and just go
fun.
Island
you
to island.
Buy a piece of property for $25,000.
So cheap.
You could fucking.
Yep. They'll rent a flat and go fucking, you know, they just bang hot chicks and
great. They're an American. They feel very comfortable. Exactly. That's a great thing.
You have to be wired differently where you don't want to pursue entertainment. You don't want a family. But that's great. I mean, but simple life.
Yeah, it's just whatever you want out of life. You know, however you want to, you know, you can. Money is just an easy. It's just an easy way to quantify success. It also makes sort of things you want to do
easier.
Easy here.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can still be fulfilled in a lot of other ways. I mean, if I could give up on comedy and give up on being a performer, I think I could probably go be fulfilled I could run a business on a small island. I could be a guy who, I wouldn't be a bartender. I would run the bar. That would sort of like, that could get me going though. It's not like a crazy thing.
Yeah, but then you get locked into like management and then you got to stay there. You got to stay put. You know, these guys make like upwards of $80,000 to $100,000 everywhere.
Yeah,
to sit down for 3 months, 4 months.
Wait, what?
Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Wait, what? The people who are traveling and bartending?
Yeah.
They're making
They'll
how
go
much?
To like resorts and they're like, they're professionals. So they'll make close to $70,000 or $80,000 in like 3 to 4 months.
But at resorts, people don't really tip. You're not supposed to. It's included.
No, I don't mean like resort type you know, those destinations.
So what you guys are saying is this duck's probably dead.
I'm saying everything
and
we're doing here is fucking
useless. People do tip on those resorts.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
They should.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What if Tommy's friend snapped its neck in a fucking bartending trick?
People don't tip. Yeah, no, people tip, Lewis.
I think he means people.
No, people don't tip on resorts.
Yeah, they do.
They should.
No, not all inclusive.
I don't think there's any situation where you're not supposed to.
If you're a high roller, like, I guess it kind of depends.
Nobody's walking around with cash. You're going in and out of the ocean. You're not. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you, I just was on a resort with people who tipped.
Nigga, they're dumb.
No, not them.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what he's talking about.
No, I'm telling you right now, an all inclusive resort, the gratuity is included. At the end, you go, people hook you up, you go around at the end, you fucking, you know, grease their palm with a 20 or whatever.
Oh, you mean like all inclusive type shit?
All-inclusive.
But still, I mean, the guy's fucking. He's for an hour and a half. He's serving you, right?
Tip at an all-inclusive resort. I'm telling you right now. Look it up. Look it up. It's first of all, the gratuity is included.
I mean, I don't tip, but whoever's bringing me.
I've never been on one, so I don't.
Were
understand.
You at an all-inclusive resort when you went?
Yeah.
And you
my
tipped.
Aunt. I have some family that has money, so
you mean
we
your
went
aunt
with
that's
them.
Not.
They
in prison.
Shouldn't have fucking tipped.
No, it's
they
like
fucked up.
Yeah. That's what they do.
What resort was it?
It was in the Dominican Republic.
And it was all-inclusive. In what resort?
I don't know. I feel weird saying.
Why?
I don't know. Cause
the resort?
Oh, Lifestyles?
What the fuck would it be? Wait, why? Is it like
a
sort of
swinger
resort?
That's a swinger?
Is it a swingers resort?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Is it?
They got me involved. They initiated
just kidding,
me.
God, Jesus Christ.
Lifestyles. It was pretty cool, but
you start with the family and then move outward.
The food was like slightly off over there. Have you been to like
the food stinks at all inclusive resorts? That's why I was telling you we got to go to fucking get a villa in Jamaica.
I know. I'm down.
But now, look, I'm doing...
Did you guys already go?
No, I'm doing Body Beast now. I need a month or two. We're going to catch up to you. I can't sit on the fucking... with your fucking abs, your boyfriend's hot fucking chest. It makes me sick. I'm sick of it.
I hate the gym.
Okay, yeah. We got to get in shape, you know. Otherwise, no picture.
Here's the thing. I'm so white, though, that it like it kind of cuts it out. So I've got it. I need some startup days.
You're naming another reason why you're great.
I'm just
so
like
white.
So white. I don't know.
I'm so sorry. I have to say my least favorite sentence.
What?
Lewis, you're right.
It's true.
Bring up the article.
It's true.
Lewis is correct.
Wait, hold on. Look.
What article?
That's not it. If your all-inclusive resort does include tips, do not tip. Good as it might make you feel to hook up your bartender for making a painkiller extra strong, the reason these places include gratuities in the price of your stay, they want all their guests treated equally. So when one person leads the tip train out of the station, it ruins the entire concept of the resort. Usually employees will tell you that they can't accept them, but not
they
always.
They ain't telling you.
Yeah, they're not telling you.
Yeah, of course.
Here's what I do. If somebody hooks me up with fucking, like really hooks me up, and they're awesome, and they keep on coming back to me, at the end of the trip, you give them a little fucking something on the side, and you don't. There's other bartenders. Okay. You've been helped out by. The reason you can't tip is because you're wearing swim trunks and you have a fucking wristband on. And that's all you have. What the fuck else are you? What are you walking around with? You're walking around with cash in your pocket. That's psychotic behavior.
Huh?
At a resort.
Huh?
So I get that you and your fucking.
So if you have cash, you're just looking for drugs.
Rich fucking family. Yeah, exactly. You guys are out there going like, oh, well, fuck it. But you're ruining the fucking infrastructure.
Hey, I ain't doing shit.
Of the resort experience.
But you got to ask the bartender, like, you know, do you have anything?
Oh, for the drugs,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, and then you slip them a 20 and
obviously,
you're like, it's just a tip.
That's a separate thing.
Yeah.
That's a separate. Look, we had guys in Jamaica that took us around. We gave them, one guy we met. The people that play the resort game.
Yeah, I agree with the not tipping as much thing, because then it's just like then you don't know when to not tip. It's like a landslide.
You're getting inclusive drinks the whole time, and it's included. These people, this is on a small island like Jamaica or Dominican Republic. This is an elite job. I remember when I went to Paradisus in Puerto Rico. My uncle lived there, mm-hmm. and he brought his fucking kids there, like to my resort while I was with my chick, and they wouldn't fucking leave. They were there for like two. I was like, dude, you want to stay overnight? I was like, it's not happening, just not happening.
With kids?
Yeah.
How old were they?
Like 10 or whatever.
Okay, so loud.
But I was trying to like fuck my girlfriend on a vacation.
Yeah, right?
In Puerto Rico. And I remember the way they talk about it, like to have that job on that island, that is like one of the best jobs you can get.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's
on
fucking
a resort.
Now, is that the best job to the island or to your family?
No, I think Puerto Rico is more developed, especially at that time because it didn't have all the hurricane damage. But in Jamaica, no, to get a job on a fucking Sandals resort in Jamaica is a really, really good job. You know what I'm saying? If you go out of the fucking resorts in these countries, it is crazy poor. I'm talking about people living in shacks that you have like panels from
chickens
other
and shit.
you know, fucking buildings that they put up and they make walls
the
out of.
The simple life, you know?
Yeah, right? See? That's what we're all trying to get to.
Must be nice.
Shitty. Abby's like, here, take a dollar, peasant. You live the good life. But yeah, no, you don't tip. Either way, regardless, did the duck live?
Hey, fair
this is
enough.
Where this all comes from, guys. Did this duck live? My guess is that it completely destroyed the ecosystem and it killed a lot of things.
If another one comes, it's not good.
Why
so they
is
can
it not
fucking
good?
Mate, they can unless she's pregnant. If it's a dog, if it's a
it's named Trevor.
What? So you're against immigration of the ducks?
Birds? Yeah, I'll draw the fucking line.
But they're ducks. They're not regular birds. They're ducks. They're cute. They're inherently cute. You have them in your fucking bath from when you're a child. You're supposed to be chill with ducks. They should be able to go everywhere.
There's no human interaction on this? There's no human interaction?
No, people are coming regularly.
Oh, there are people that live on the island or they're coming to visit?
Oh, yes. There are people that live on the island. They're visiting. This is a regular island, you know. It's just there's no ducks on the island.
I'm not that familiar with islands.
Yeah. All right, two guesses. One, there was a drought. Puddle went away. Duck died. Second,
it's not a fish.
Well, all right, I'll give you a little bit of insight.
Wait, it's an island,
that.
Though, right?
One of the things that people were doing, this is an island. I don't know what these people look like. Pull up the fucking island. I love what these people look like. They could be black, white, Asian. Who the fuck knows
ducks,
what these people
big
are?
Ducks.
It's a duck people.
Well, they're brown for sure.
I'm imagining them being white because it's near New Zealand, and New Zealand...
Oh, is it near New Zealand?
Well, it's 1,500 miles northeast of New Zealand, but that's just fucking island in the middle of the ocean. They said it's the size...
How close is it to the equator?
Let me see these people. They look Asian.
That looks Filipino.
Everything looks Hawaiian.
All right, they ate the duck.
Yeah, right?
That duck is upside down, skinned right now. Poor Trevor.
Somebody's wearing the fucking beak as a hat.
My honest guess is that people fed it food that it's not supposed to eat, because people like, you're not supposed to give ducks bread and shit. That fucks them up.
Yeah.
My guess is all these people are like, look at this cute duck, and they gave it all the shit it's not supposed to eat. It's dead now.
I will say a couple things happened. Both of the things you said, because I read this story, I was really intrigued. Yeah. This is the Equinox printout that they give the people at the gym, and I read it in the steam room. So I read every word of this fucking article. Two things happened. Number one, they started giving it bread, and then the people on the island, they got word by, I'm assuming, courier pigeon, that you're not supposed to feed ducks bread all the time, and they started giving it corn and grains and things like that. And that's when the rooster came and became friends with it because it wanted the corn and the grains, right?
Oh, there's a rooster.
Yeah, there's a rooster there too. So, and then the puddle kept on drying out, but one of the things, the big things to do on the island,
bring
buckets of water and fill that puddle back up for the duck. It was a whole thing on the island. The people of this island love this duck. This is the biggest thrill they've had in a very, very long time. Okay, they try to connect with the characters from Moana. That's the second place in their life.
Isn't it sad that duck still just wants to die?
Yeah, the whole time.
Even after all that niceness from all the.
So did the duck? Is the duck alive?
What do you guys guess? So you say dead or you
I say dead?
I think the duck hung itself.
The villagers should have put a fucking like a leash on it and then like steal it like a Banksy and then you just give like a dollar per pet, you know? Yeah. I think it's fucking dead.
You think it's dead?
I think somebody shot it and then a St. Bernard came up and went. Bur, 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 bur.
A duck hunt joke?
Oh, I miss duck hunt.
That's a solid joke right there. You think he died? How do you think he died, Tommy?
I think he died internally. Internal combustion from being overfed and
cried to death. He was listening to sad
music. He was very, very. I think he went to try and kill himself anyway. Yeah. Ducks don't float 1,500 miles by accident, right?
Yeah.
And usually don't go by themselves.
I guess the closest place he could have been was New Zealand. He could have been from New Zealand. It's the closest place.
Probably. I think the rooster got into a fight with him and then pecked his.
That's a solid guess right there.
That's a really good guess.
Yeah.
Because I assume that roosters would fuck up ducks.
Oh, for sure. They got those like beaks that are sharper. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Duck beaks are all fucking like trying to peck you. You ain't pecking shit. You're headbutting me.
Roosters also don't tip. No, I think he's dead. He's dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, Trevor the duck is in fact dead.
Yes. Aw, Trevor. His name was...
A stray
attacked.
Dog. A stray dog came and killed him. In the night.
Did you know that?
No.
Oh, that's great.
He definitely held him by the neck.
Oh, that's great.
He just was there, and nobody thought to build a fence around this poor dog.
Oh, my God.
And there's just stray dogs on this fucking island that have fucking...
Some little kid witnessed that. He tracked all the whole fucking island to see this little dog.
Yeah, they found this
fucking...
Watched
it get murdered.
Duck's
alive.
Body... Well, you think the dog probably ate it, right?
Yes. Or chewed it a few times to play with it.
It a little bit. I doubt it.
It definitely
ate it.
Just put it between its teeth. And went,
I don't know. Maybe it's a more ravenous dog than what we're used to.
I mean, duck is a meaty animal, and if it's a stray dog, I'm assuming that he ate it. So I mean, I say good.
You think
circle
so?
Of life.
Delicious.
Do dogs in do American dogs like eat meat?
This is
on
not
the
an
street?
American dog. This is a fucking.
I know. I'm saying like
I assume these island people would eat this stuff raw. Much less the dog. Are you crazy?
Ooh.
That's a fucking treat.
Take that island.
That's a treat. Let the duck go.
So the duck is dead. And I say good. I say, you know, if this was just a different story, if this was the story from the stray dog, if this was like Lady and the Tramp 2, and this was just a scene where they found the duck would be a dick.
Where they murder it together.
Yeah, exactly.
Romantically.
And just fucking slurp it in, bite its legs and head, and start kissing.
Dude, intestines. They're both eating the duck's belly, and they come up with an intestine in between them.
Do you see how much,
when
like,
the moon hits?
It's just... I mean, it's just the angle. What do you want me to say? This poor stray dog got a fucking delicious meal. This duck wasn't supposed to be there. This duck wasn't supposed to be in fucking New A.
Yeah, dude. It's just a fucking...
Is stray dogs the sign of a shithole?
I think so.
Of like
if you're somewhere and there's stray dogs...
Yeah, because there's not... there's
like
people who
leave.
Have so little empathy that there's no one willing to take a dog in. You know what I mean? It's like they don't have like extra room for empathy for dogs because they're focused on their humans.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, what is it an empathy issue or is just they're fucking disgusting? Have you ever touched a stray dog?
There's a fucking
like
mangy.
It's
what's
a whole thing. There have to be people who have the extra time... To
and
like,
resources.
Yeah, to do that shit.
Where's that? There's a whole island for stray dogs, and some lady just takes care of them, just feeds them.
Oh, that's what I want to. Okay, you know what?
Like thousands of stray dogs.
I'm going to try to make a lot of money and then move to.
Let's
I'm going to be
that.
One
Pull
of those ladies for
up.
Sure.
Stray dogs, dude. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then every
and then I hope they eat me one day. I hope that's how I die. Dogs just attack when
they
I run out
would.
Of food and money.
Do you love dogs?
I mean, I like animals.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a nightmare.
This.
That's too many dogs. I just want like one
Look
or
at
two.
This.
Whoa.
The fuck? Did they just...
Fuck that. That's too many fucking dogs. Fuck that.
Smoke.
These dogs are fucking each other up.
Now
1,200 dogs.
1,200 dogs.
This woman just feeds them. And she takes donations for all these fucking hippies.
Dude, her pussy must stink. Oh, there's no way you have that many animals and you have time to fucking clean your...
Absolutely
cunt.
Not.
She looks like a Rottweiler.
No.
I guarantee you she's got a stinky fucking...
Look at this.
The dogs
where
probably like
that?
It.
Yeah, they lick it.
Yeah.
Man, aww. We're here with your monthly shipment of peanut butter.
There she is, bitch. Let me hear her talk.
She's cute.
Let me hear her talk.
It's the final home for a lot of dogs. I hope it's a place where they feel safe.
Yeah,
this
hot.
Is the fucking Neverland Ranch for dogs, yo. They're getting touched.
Again. What about the negative stories there? How many dogs are murdered by other dogs all the time there? Hey, you can't keep control of 1,200 dogs.
Yeah, that's a fucking...
When a newcomer arrives, the dog is spayed and neutered and cared for. 1,200
dogs, zero ducks.
That's what they did to the Jews and, during the Holocaust. They spayed and neutered them. Any fighting is quickly resolved by caretakers. Okay, so they have a bunch of Justin Silvers. That speak dog. They have a bunch of... The pups are free to live out whatever, but they're also an option. Oh, they're cute dogs.
They're fucking. They can't be clean though. It's got to smell like shit there.
Yeah, that's it. But I mean, look. If it's an island, is that all that lives on this island? Is these dogs?
Yeah, now.
1,200 dogs, dude.
No black people.
That's what I meant by ducks.
They chose swimming or dogs. They chose. They went for swimming.
By the way, if that's not where they sent Michael Vick for his sentence,
dude, it's I can't fucking That's fine, you know, good for that lady. If it's an island where there's just dogs on it, I mean, at one point, yeah, they're animals, right? But it's almost like, let them be animals. Why do you have fucking dog trainers there? Let them kill each other.
There's
let
dog
them...
trainers there?
Yeah, they have like dog trainers making them not be aggressive toward each other. Let's just see what would happen.
Who's paying those guys?
Would you go and train a lion in the jungle? Let these dogs go live on a fucking, make it a dog island.
A reality show. That's a fucking top dog. There you go.
Top dog, love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, whoever's not fucking dead.
We had a similar idea with homeless people and what island was it?
Roosevelt Island.
Roosevelt Island. We were just going to say, we could put every homeless person in New York City, we could fit them on Roosevelt Island by building a few more buildings. There's a lot of room on Roosevelt Island.
That would make a great reality television show.
It would.
Like if they kill each other, you know, whatever happens.
We also figured out that to wrangle them, you should dress like clowns.
Yeah, dress like clowns. It's the funniest way to wrangle homeless Christ. People. Just and you wake
big
them up in their sleep.
Dude,
you remember bum fights?
Oh god,
remember
that
fucking bum fights? Bum fights, god, they still do that shit? No, right?
No, but the main guy Rufus,
yeah,
the guy that had bum fights across his knuckles,
yeah.
After they saw it, turned his life around, became completely sober.
Was a pastor or some shit?
No, was a lawyer for other homeless people,
what?
And then died in a car wreck.
Damn, no. That's why you can't be a good person. You die immediately.
Yeah, immediately, dude.
But he was sober for like 10 years after bum fights,
that
and
sucks.
He was an advocate for homeless rights.
Damn.
That's what sucks about, yeah, especially if you used to be a bad person and then you become a good person, you know that as soon as your duty's fulfilled, you're dead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You made a deal with the devil, and now you just have to be a devil.
Fuck.
That was the funniest shirt.
Dude,
it came
it's so unreal.
Bling, bling, crack fight. Hidden in bling, bling shirt.
Yeah, it was fucked up, but it was pretty hilarious. We all liked
Wait,
it.
Wait, bum fights? It. Was that like a thing that I guess I didn't really know about that.
It was.
Much.
You don't seem like you was
Jackass to
the I grew up in San Antonio, though. I wasn't like in the Northeast.
It was a DVD set where they would pay homeless people to do stunts or just fight.
Fuck.
So anything.
And it was bum fights. There was only a few fights. Very few fights.
Right. Yeah, most of it was this one guy doing like Jackass kind of stunts.
Uh-huh.
Well, there was also Bum Hunter, right? Was that what it was called?
Oh, yeah. The guy would dress up like.
Dress like Steve Irwin and pretend and do a shitty Australian accent. And then
hogtie bums.
Find a bum sleeping in an alleyway and a hogtie. Pull up Bum Hunter. That's a better one.
Ooh, wait. Is this like people fucking with homeless people?
It's really horrible. It's really horrible. The guys that did it went to jail for a solicitation.
She just doesn't want to see it because she doesn't want to see homeless people.
I just.
You do look
it bumps
like
me out.
Bum Hunters right here. Look.
It should.
Episode 1.
Oh, yeah. This is cool shit.
It's pretty funny. My God. It's pretty funny.
So, wait. Okay.
Hello, lads and lances, and welcome to another really exciting episode of Bum Hunter. Probably stole it from a local market or something.
Oh my god.
This is fake, right?
I think it was fake. I think they paid the bums before they did anything, right? This was sort of, is that what we found out about it?
Yeah, I think they, because they went to jail for solicitation for basically doing this, and they used to buy hookers for the bums.
Oh, well then, like, what's the problem?
Right. It's a fucking.
Like, what? The bum's gonna be embarrassed? This is on TV? You can't. Or on the internet?
I mean, you literally could only buy it at gas stations back in like 98.
Jesus. Okay, I don't know about
See, the reality is, I don't think it was real.
This was probably fun for them.
Because, yeah,
there's no way.
For a second. It's fine. You know when people say like
you're disturbing
a
drug-addled, mentally ill person.
Yeah.
Yes,
I
think that it's too dangerous of a thing for that guy was a pussy. If you look at his face,
yes,
he wasn't a tough guy.
I don't know if that was from bum fight. That didn't.
That
look,
might have
no,
been.
No,
you're right. That actually might have been. I remember because the one that I saw was like at night, and it was just they didn't.
That looked like a kids doing it to like. That might have been one of their friends dressed up as a bum.
Maybe, but I think
I remember it seeming pretty. Sketchy.
But I think everything seemed real back then. I remember watching all those videos and you just sort of bought it all, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it was real because you were risking these fucking bums having a knife. I would assume they do have a needle in their pocket.
Yeah, they're always ready to get fucking robbed when they sleep.
Yeah, I mean, they deal with people actually attacking them like that in real. So the idea that some young white kid, some 18-year-old kid is just grabbing him and, you know, having fun with him, I don't know that maybe it's real.
No.
I don't think it's real.
This might be a personal experience. You ever sleep in a room with somebody who used to be homeless?
Yes.
They wake up easy and they're kind of dodgy.
Oh. Yeah.
They get like one of the movies I worked on, a kid who used to be homeless worked on it with us, and I roomed with him, and literally like the littlest noise, and he was on his feet, ready to like rah!
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
Like train car hobo style.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
Tommy, how did you?
My buddy Nunn, John Nunn, he's a comic director. He was homeless for like 6 years.
What?
Yeah,
6 years.
Yeah, a long time. I don't know how long, but I think it was like 3 to 5, maybe. I don't know.
There was a story that Sam Tripoli posted that bugged me the other day, and it was basically the headline read. It was in the Independent, and it read: homeless man jailed for 6 years. For trying to buy toothpaste and food with a fake $20 bill.
Whoa. What? But honestly, hey.
Well, what was his two previous priors? Like fucking murder and rape?
Well, I don't actually know what the priors were, but he apparently
a 10 and a 5. He was moving on up in the world.
And I just looked at the article and I looked at the headline.
And also, he was probably like, thank you. I've been trying to do this.
Right.
I've been trying to get home. Yeah.
I read the article and I was like, this is just some clickbait shit. Yeah. I was like, there has to be more to the story than that. And to even write that headline.
And you'll never know all the rest of the story.
Well,
I
read the article that described the fuck it, that the headline was from. And even in the article, they kind of debunked their own bullshit. They were like, oh, he had a bunch of previous.
Yeah.
So the reason he was convicted was because he had a bunch of previous, which they didn't say what the previous arrests were, which I would love to know what they were.
Where the fuck is this, BuzzFeed or some dog shit?
It was The Independent. I don't know. And then the other thing was that the prosecution was saying that it was part of a much larger counterfeiting scheme. And it wasn't just a 20. He had multiple 20s on him. And what they do is, I have friends who used to counterfeit. My old drug dealer used to counterfeit money. Same. And he was part of a scheme. They take the bigger bills and they go in and they break them and they buy toothpaste or something small.
So you get 20s
and
back.
They keep on coming back and getting 10s and real money. So they're just, cleaning the broken bills. Yeah. So he had been caught doing this, I'm assuming, multiple times.
Right.
So he wasn't put in. It's such a weird thing to get people worked up. Go, homeless man, put in jail for trying to buy basic human.
Dude, I don't believe anything. I just like, I'm like,
what? I'm a skeptic of everything now.
I don't believe fucking anything.
Isn't that weird?
I don't really know. I need to have like regular friends again instead of just comics. I'm like, I'm just like, fucking, I don't know what real people are like.
Everyone's
like,
just
what is
angling.
This shit that you see on the internet? I don't know. You never get the full story. People get so worked up and you see them become so fucking reactive to stuff. And it's like, what is this triggering you so hard for?
I know this is so fucking hack to say, but getting off Facebook was one of the greatest things I've ever done.
I enjoy it a little bit because my mom posts stupid shit and it's like,
I have no connection with anybody's bullshit or fucking stories like that.
I use social media just for work.
Yeah. Twitter, you get all the major news stories that are backed, that are legit. Everything else is fucking hearsay dog shit.
Yeah.
And then I go to Live Leak and watch fucking beheaded murder and
do you?
Harrington, do you have more information on that homeless guy?
What?
I said, Harrington, do you have more information on that homeless guy?
So it is his sixth felony conviction.
Felony?
Damn. Yeah. Boy, I told you he's got priors.
What? His sixth felony, go ahead.
I mean, we're talking five counterfeit $20 bills. That's a felony.
Five of them?
Yeah, he was found with five of them.
Damn.
He tried to...
Hold on a minute. But did that count as five of his felonies? Was he tried? No, he wasn't tried for each one of them.
No. No, there
was... really fucking this homeless guy.
There was felonies dating back 20 years. One of them was first-degree rape.
What'd I say? Rape and attempted murder.
I'm not saying rape's good. I'm saying if you're going to rape, that's the top-notch kind.
Okay, but by today's definition of rape, he might have tried to pay a prostitute with a counterfeit bill.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
21 misdemeanors, including 12 convictions of petty larceny, convictions for menacing, criminal possession of a weapon, and drug possession.
He's a shitty guy.
He's
homeless because nobody will give him a job because he's a bad person. This is the thing, and I love Tripoli, but it's like, what are you doing? You're going to clip just the headline, post that, and go and get your fan base.
Oh, he posted that?
Tripoli posted that. And you're like, dude, you're like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Like, just think about it.
Everybody's
for a second.
A little crazy. Like, no matter what percentage, somebody's saying, like, something you believe and, like, something that makes sense, there's going to be a small percentage, at least, that they just say some crazy bullshit. No matter who you follow, you can be like, oh, I agree. And then out of nowhere, it's like, what's this bullshit?
Well, it's just such that I thought that article was so funny because I just saw it and I was like, there's got to be more to that.
Yeah.
And I looked into it more. That's funny. That many convictions, 21 and then six felonies, dude.
Yeah. I also like how it took the counterfeit. Like, the rape didn't get him in jail.
Yeah, no, right?
They're like, well, let's see what else. Oh, you're fucking with the money?
Well, that's
you raped that woman? Hold on. What's in your wallet?
I guarantee you.
I think
that
it raised the red flag when he was trying to buy toothpaste. They were probably like, wait, let's look into this guy a little bit.
Yeah. He's just gums and he's buying toothpaste.
Yeah, if it was cigarettes, the fucking guy would have got away.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and then homeless is also a weird thing as well because it's very easy. Like, his lawyers are positioning it as this poor homeless man is trying to buy. He also may just not have an address because he's a fucking thug and he's a fucking criminal and he's been in and out of prison his whole life. So. Yeah. The reality is, like, yeah, he probably doesn't have a real home. He stays with some fucking girlfriend half the time or fucking with a cousin or whatever. But it's just sort of easy to position it. And who the fuck reads these things and like, they buy into it. And there's people going like, oh, my God, we're so fucked up. Look what we're doing. Look how fucked up the system is. You're like, no. Get this guy off the fucking street. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Right.
He's going to rape you.
Yeah, I think the system, and I don't know what he's going to do when he's in there for 6 years. He'll clean up with the drugs, but no one's going to help his mental state. He's still gonna be a fucking maniac.
Yeah.
Six years he comes out, he's gonna rape or kill somebody.
Yeah. We gotta kill this guy. We gotta kill this.
Put him with the fucking duck on a separate island.
Duck Island.
All the locals will feed him till he kills himself.
Give him a job at the Treasury printing 20s.
Yeah. He's fucking good at it. Clearly good at it.
Has anybody like been to jail to visit anybody?
No.
Well,
no.
No.
Have you?
Just no. County. Not a real jail. I went to county to get my brother out.
Yeah. I might go visit my aunt.
No,
she's in jail.
Yeah.
For what? Prison?
Yeah, for like my uncle's a dentist, or one of my great uncles is a dentist, and I think she was like, I don't know, supposedly she was using the prescription pads, or I don't know if she was selling the prescription, whatever. Anyway, so I don't know.
She went to real jail?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I guess
how
I don't know.
Long?
I don't really
no, there's gotta
I
be
wish
more to
I,
that.
I wish I had more information. I should know more about this. But yeah,
when,
no.
Somebody, when I'm imagining Abby's aunt, I'm just imagining like a nice lady with like
swinging
an apron
like
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, would you like some cookies, Abby?
Ding. That's one side of the family. That's the other side.
She opens the oven; it's all fucking patches.
What? So she was
Marge Rosenquist after a rape 20 years ago. Found also
first degree.
It's just Orange Is the New Black. I'm like, I'm not even like, I don't even have an aunt in jail. I'm just like making up Orange Is the New Black. It's my fucking backstory. Is that interesting, guys? but I don't know. I might go.
That's so. You have a white trash part of your family. That,
yeah.
And she's just a fucking druggy chick, I'm assuming.
Yeah, but they wouldn't, unless she had like some dangerous
priors.
She would just pay
other
a
drug
huge
convictions.
Fine.
Maybe there was. I mean, I don't know. Her the guy been. She was with, like the I don't know. He
unless
had some
it was
drug
a big
stuff.
Ring.
He was.
A,
he had
the
been
dentist?
In and out of jail.
Was it the dentist from Little Shop of Horror?
No, no, not him.
Badass
the dentist. The dentist
it was her
is clean.
And
so they didn't take his license away, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it got to him. So, which is good. But anyway, so I just said, I've never been to a jail before, really, that's like active. You know what I mean?
So you don't even want to visit her? You kind of
I'm
want to
going
see what it's
to.
Like?
Oh, well, no, I want to visit her. She's great.
Are you close with her?
I mean, I used to be. I haven't talked to her, and I need to like write her or something.
How long has
when
she
I was
been in
younger.
Jail for? How long is she doing?
I think she's doing a few years, and she's been in for maybe almost a year or something. Like,
wow.
She got, like,
imagine.
Beat up in jail. It's, like, it's pretty, like,
what?
Yeah, they, like, yeah, I don't
is
know.
This in
some
Texas?
Chicks, they're, like, because she's also very pretty. She's, like, a very, like, attractive woman, so I think that was,
it's
like,
a story.
Yeah, it sucks. I don't know, so I think they resented her for, they're, like, because she has nice teeth, so they, like, beat
well,
her face. Yeah.
She did.
They beat her face in?
I think so, yeah,
no.
Yeah.
And they knocked her teeth out?
I'm not sure. I don't know what she. Dude. I don't know exactly what ended up happening.
This is a lesson. You don't steal from your husband.
Husband?
Yeah.
Hey, no, it was her dad, right?
Oh, she wasn't married to the dentist?
Oh, uncle. It was her uncle.
Her
oh,
uncle.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. It'd be fun to like go perform. Would you ever perform stand-up for like jails or whatever? Do people do that? Do people go and entertain people in jail?
This is fucking Johnny Cash.
I don't know. People talk about prison reform a little bit, but like, I don't feel like anybody I know like knows anything about.
Jeff Ross just did a
roast
of prison.
Yeah.
Thing. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I mean, I would. I talked to those guys from the what's the podcast about going to jail that I did?
Oh, Bullpen.
Yeah, Bullpen Therapy.
Okay.
I did their podcast and I told them they should offer to go do that because their podcast is about they bring out a comic and they tell a story about getting arrested, whether it's doing real time or just a night in jail. It's a really good concept
yeah,
for a podcast.
Great.
It's a fun.
Yeah,
it's a really good show.
And they're funny dudes.
And they're fucking really, really funny dudes. If you guys don't listen to that show, go check it out. Bullpen Therapy. I did an episode of it. I loved it. It was really fun. I know Voss did an episode of it with them.
Right.
And Artie Lang did an episode. So it's a really good show. And it's just interesting. Very interesting perspective.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that whole world of having your freedom taken away, most people don't know what it's like.
Right.
And it's, you know, you see all these Locked Up Abroad shows and it's just, it's an interesting topic. And I think they do a really good job with it because both of them, you know, Sean has done real time. You know, they both been, look, it's a great
show. I've
been
thinking about going and performing for, you know, people in prison, just being like, oh my God, it's so crazy. What's it like to like get in trouble for things? Just like 30 minutes on that. I got in trouble for weed one time and I was like surprised that they made me do community service. It's so crazy.
At the end of it, you have to say, that's my time. Ooh, sorry.
And I'm out.
Okay. That would be the worst tour ever.
Yeah.
Having a feature for you on that.
What?
The only thing worse than being raped is being raped while I listen to you headline after me.
All right, look, let's. I want to try this for a minute because we got about a half an hour left in the show. There's this game that we played here at the studio called Quiplash.
Fuck.
And it's fun. It's a fun game. And I was like, you know, we should do it on the podcast. Why not? So we'll see what's up. You've never played this game, Abby?
No.
Is it about, like, do you have to use your mind?
Yes.
Fuck.
I know. These games are fun if you hit it, like, off right away. But if you don't, you're like, oh, I just seem retarded.
No. It's not. You don't have to be smart. It's actually about being funny. So, and we're also going to have Harrington play and Bobby Hutch play. So, you know, we'll have some non-comics in it as well.
Oh, perfect.
And you guys can play. I think at home they could watch it or they can vote, I believe. My understanding is they could vote at home.
Wait, what do I go to?
They're going to tell us right now. Harrington's going to come in and set us up with the room code.
How did you guys learn about this?
Oh, shit. Where's my fucking phone? Oh, I need my phone too, Harrington.
Yo, can I pee real quick?
Yeah, go pee. No, I have my phone. Never mind. I have my phone.
Andale, mijo.
And what's the website?
Going out to the...
No. Your voice isn't going out to the fans? Jackbox.tv. I know, fuckface. Okay, so that's the code, and you got to put your name in. And tell Tommy that as well.
Should I have been listening? What am I doing? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
I
beautiful. Also, I'll take this moment to say, if you love the show, we have over 350 episodes available of the Real Ass Podcast on GasDigitalNetwork.com. Every episode we've ever done, the latest 15 episodes are on iTunes and YouTube. Obviously, you can watch the show live and free every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard, the morning show here at the Gas Digital Network. Free live stream, you don't have to log in or anything. But if you want everything we've ever done on demand, when you want it, ad-free, ufive-day live chat and more, five-day pre-release on all episodes as well, so you get them 5 days before they go anywhere else, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com, use the promo code RAP, get yourself a 14-day free trial. That is a free trial. You don't have to pay for anything. Just, you know, go sign up. You could even download all the podcasts and then fucking cancel the membership. You don't have to keep the membership if you don't want to. You're a dick if you do that, but whatever. And I think that's it, right? Yeah. Promo code RAP. Go to our iTunes page. Leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review.
I'm surprised the promo code doesn't have an E at the end of it. It seems like something you guys would do.
Right. Well, that was we had an old segment on the show called The Real Ass Podcast Exclusive.
And then we found out that you lose your sponsorship with Butcher Box if you name an episode Rape Dicks.
Yeah, you can't name an episode Rape Dicks.
Yeah, you gotta be. Yeah,
was it Butcher Box? Were they the ones that bounced?
Yes, I believe so.
It was such a great fucking sponsor as well.
Yeah.
To talk about putting meat in the box.
Yes.
Damn. You know?
Damn. Sit back and relax. All right, good. I'm relaxed now. I got this. I went into the thing, Jackbox TV. You also go to my subscribe to my YouTube channel. What's my YouTube URL? Do you know? I can't hear you now.
I'll pull it up right now.
Is it Louis J. Gomez Comedy? YouTube.com/Louis J. Gomez Comedy. Yes, it is. Yeah, YouTube.com/Louis J. Gomez Comedy. You can get the latest 15 episodes of the podcast there for free as well. Yeah. So go subscribe to my YouTube channel. We're coming up on the YouTube channel now. I'm going to start putting more content out on my YouTube channel. I should do something else there. Anyway, did you go into the room? You're good?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I'm in.
Tommy set up? Good. All right. So are we ready?
What are we doing?
I don't know.
So it's Jackbox TV is the website, and this game is called Quiplash. And they're going to give us, we all get separate prompts, okay? And they ask us a question, and you have to write a creative answer. You have to answer it in a funny, creative way. And then we all secretly vote. We don't know whose answers are what. We vote for it. There's a lot of games that are sort of like this. I think
I love this.
Balderdash.
Should I give you a different
the
name?
Game of Things.
Oh, okay.
Balderdash is my shit.
Balderdash I used to love. Mm-hmm. I used to love games.
Me too. I was a big game.
Yeah.
Card games, board games, whatever, no. Competition.
I like anything with anything. Lying involved.
Oh, yeah.
I was busy throwing touchdowns, guys. So why don't we fucking pump the brakes with the game playing?
Oh, shit. Yeah. We're ready to go.
Oh, my God. Were you a quarterback?
So you guys should play this game. This
don't bring
fun.
It up.
Oh, my God.
Do you think you could beat up McCusker? For real?
Nah, McCusker's got it.
I don't know.
I don't think he asked you, Abby. I don't know why you're so fucking sticking up for McCusker today.
Are you guys, what are you guys fighting?
I love McCusker. I wouldn't fight him.
I hope he brings an acoustic guitar and starts playing, and then you start crying, and he honk, honk, man, you across the fucking forehead.
I think he's got wrestling background.
Let's see, here we go, here we go.
All right, what do we do?
Oh,
round
shit.
One.
Okay.
To the violence. Just answer them however you want. Your responses, or quips, will be pitted against someone else's, and everyone will vote on their favorite. The more folks who choose your answer, the more points you get. Go.
All right, don't read it. Don't read it out loud, because we're going to get them afterwards, okay? Let's see. This is the problem with doing this game. There's
Jesus
all these
Christ.
90 seconds of silence, right? What a weird fucking thing.
How long do we have?
90 seconds to do two questions.
Oh, two questions? Damn, okay.
Oh, two answers, you mean? Two answers for each question?
No, just one.
Oh. I'm done, right?
Yeah, this is a fucking hard one.
So, dude, I didn't know I had so much fucking time.
Yeah, you have. Oh, you did them too quickly?
Yeah.
Do they find out after each one which one's yours?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Do you get more points for getting in it faster? Am I wrong?
What?
I already did. That's the same question. Oh, shit.
Let's see.
Oh God.
Oh no. 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 Who's the hole? Is that you? Oh man, mine's
bad. Wait, so did you guys get two separate questions or one
question? Two questions.
I got the same fucking question.
No, twice?
Oh, this is bad. Why don't we start over?
No.
Because that's so bad. It's sweet when grandma knits you a scarf. It's really weird when she knits you a KKK hoodie or her tits.
Well, it's just like
so
not
you
that
vote
weird
on your phone what your which one you like better.
Oh wait, I don't have like an option to vote.
Well, did you that was your question.
God damn it.
Right?
I already fucked up. I knew it.
There we go. Zach got all the votes. Tits, her tits. Abby wrote, I got it.
Oh, this is terrible. I didn't know that they show who's who.
Oh, you thought you were just able to fucking half-ass it? Nobody would care?
Yeah, so you don't get embarrassed when you say the same thing twice.
No. A terrible thing to say while testing out a mattress. Can I try it without my pants on? How big is it on the inside?
Inside.
Okay.
I don't fucking know. Dude, I had 90 fucking seconds.
Yeah. Mine are bad. Mine are bad. Trust me.
Jesus Christ.
I know how you feel.
That's terrible.
Wait, who's Matt?
No, here's the problem. Matt?
God damn it.
Brian's in the game, too? This is when it's Brian in the game. Brian beat fucking Pope.
Also,
it's embarrassing. A warning that you come with spray-on cheese. Warning, Zach's underwear inside. You will never get pussy.
Dude, I fucking love me some. What is the easy cheese on some Wheat Thins?
I used to like that, but I wouldn't get Wheat Thins. I would get Triscuits.
Oh, you fancy? No, Wheat Thins.
Thanks
are fancy.
For making it so I couldn't get a quiplash, Abby. You fucking jerk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A terrible thing to say is a cashier scans several pairs of your new underwear. You smell like shit already. Does blood wash out of these? I like that one. Let's see. Oh, shit.
Ooh.
Wow, Zach. I thought yours was better. I legitimately thought yours
so
was better.
So did I.
Yeah. Well, I'm good. That's good, though.
So did I.
There we go. All right. So then they show the scores between this is just the first. Oh, sorry.
If this show was on at 8 p.m., I think I'd be decent.
The worst thing you could try to donate to the Salvation Army Your grandma's knitted tits. That's hilarious. Can I try it without my pants on?
See this shit? This doesn't make any sense.
I don't think
this is what happened to me.
I think you accidentally just wrote the same answer twice.
No, I'm telling you, Louis.
You were like, oh, I hit send. What the fuck? Why did I send? And you didn't read the question again.
No.
That's what I think happened.
I fucking knew it. I knew this game was going
to
suck for me.
The hole gets a fucking quiplash.
Yeah.
That's a big deal right now.
No, that's not fair. That's wrong.
You get a lot of points there for that.
Thank God. I hate losing so much. It really it would ruin my day.
Unusual reason to duel somebody.
An unusual reason to duel somebody. Podcast beef or rape your baby.
Rape our baby.
Setting up the McCusker fight. Is that what this is right now?
McCusker talks a lot of shit. He wants to fight me. I got the Jim Martinez thing possibly happening. I don't know.
Oh, McCusker wants to fight you?
He wants to get in this heat.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Thanks, Zach, for voting for my ripped ooer baby. It was a French accent. Yeah.
Ripped ooer baby.
Oh my God. Getting fucking crushed here. It's not good.
Moving on. The last thing you want to hear from somebody sitting in front of you on a megabus.
This feels like...
Who got a charger?
I brought shrimp to share. Ingrown toenail. Neither of these are that good. I gotta be honest with you guys.
See, I'd be so excited about shrimp I love shrimp.
Yeah, but some stranger on a megabus?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it cold and it's good cocktail sauce?
No, yeah, that's true. You can see it and smell
man,
it.
I think I'm going to go get some cocktail shrimp today.
You asshole.
Oh, this Bobby took the safety. That's why. It wasn't even something somebody would say.
Wait, what's a safety?
They would say, I have an ingrown toenail. Safety means they hit the thing because he was running out of time. He just hit whatever. They give you an answer.
Oh, so that's populated by the game?
That's yeah.
Round one. Let's see how the scores shook out.
How many rounds are this?
Three.
Nightmare.
Three. Yeah. But look, we can catch up here.
You can't.
Right now,
you can't.
First place is Brian. Second is Zach. I didn't see the points.
I'm in the top tier. That's all that fucking matters. Yo.
Just warning. If I get the same question twice, I'm crow hopping this phone through that fucking driveway.
Crow hopping?
Round two.
Yeah. It's when you jump with all your might.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The title. Oh.
Why do I have a limit?
What do you mean, why do you have a limit?
I got a limit on my text.
Can you pull up the time? Because we don't see the time coming down on the countdown clock, guys. Let's see. Oh, man. I apologize for the people that have to listen to us just thinking. It's kind of a weird way to do a podcast, but fuck it.
Me.
What are you going to do?
Well, hurry up and finish and then talk. I can't think of one for this, though.
Done.
Got it.
I feel like you should get more points for how
got
quickly.
Got it. Done. Done, bitch.
Wait,
guys, you got 11 seconds. Hit
you
the...
Okay. I feel good.
I feel pretty good, too.
I had to check for... I couldn't have an embarrassing moment like
I feel
you
good.
Had with
Can
the
you guys start writing down the scores from just round two and three? I just want for my own fucking benefit.
No, somebody could fuck up, though. An FAQ question on www.beats.com. Is my shit supposed to be this red? Or how to remove beats from the bathroom wall?
Huh. Oh, I get to vote on?
Okay. Yeah.
Are you guys Beats fans? Do you guys like Beats? I go through phases.
I do. I like it, kind of. Do you think they taste like corn? My girlfriend always says it tastes like corn.
You know, I can see that a little bit.
What the fuck? No, because he's missing the toilet. He's got shit so fast.
No, I agree. I'm sorry. They were wrong. I was...
I didn't get it. I thought you were
back.
Throwing beats
I
into
feel
the
like
wall.
I can't hear you guys.
No, he's shitting.
Other.
He's shitting.
Fucking bullshit. That is... That should be
a terrible drill sergeant would be constantly yelling...
N-word.
I'm going to come left.
Ooh. See, a good drill sergeant would be...
I would have lost this. I would have just wrote the N-word on that one.
I know. Me too.
Do you guys think you could be in the military?
It takes two full plays of this game for someone to just start writing the N-word for everything.
Could you handle the military, Pope?
What?
Could you handle the military?
No.
Oh, wow. I thought mine was great.
No, I thought mine was going to be an easy win.
He keeps on, instead of left, right, left, he says left, left, left. It's great.
Dude, a drill sergeant screaming, I'm going to come in your face.
Yeah. Big craze for yuppies, bottled juice, sweat, or duck cum.
Oh, for sure, juice, sweat. Are you kidding me?
It's
for
yuppies.
Sure.
You gotta think what yuppies would want.
For sure. I'm surprised that's not already a thing.
I know, seriously.
That's actually what LaCroix is.
Oh my god! Really? I can't get a goddamn quiplash here? Also, isn't there a third person, another person who's supposed to be voting right now?
Yeah, this is fucked up.
Yeah, fucking somebody... cunt Brian who came in and stole all the fucking things, not voting?
Oh, wow. That's really, he's like on
the title
welfare.
Title of a sitcom starring an otter. Three and a half men fucking otter. Fire Festival is as fake as the Holocaust. All right. I don't understand the Fire Festival is as fake as the Holocaust one.
That was the first one I listed. That otter one's funny.
Yeah, the other one's pretty decent. I don't even understand it. It's
I don't
just
know
still
either.
Got the votes.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck.
I was just trying to think
there.
Of a show that I had seen lately. Wow.
The Glass Cube is really
that Fire
shaved.
Festival shit is crazy.
It is crazy.
It's it just, doesn't even seem real. That's another thing that I don't believe is real.
A great name for a real estate agent, Hannah Gadsby, fake agent 69.
Hell yeah, fake agent.
That just sounds like the name that faggot is a nickname for.
Faggot.
Faggot 69.
I started that.
Hell yeah, bitches.
Zach voted for Faggot 69.
You see that R. Kelly documentary yet? You start
no,
that?
No, I haven't.
Holy shit.
Warning, the government allows school lunches to contain up to 4%.
Oh, come on.
Native tears, abortion discharge.
I feel like it should be immigrant tears.
I like native tears. That's good. Let's see.
Did you guys like school lunches?
I didn't mind it. I had it at my high school. I went to a big high school, so we had
because they were free for you.
Yeah. I went to split again. We are really just.
Oh, I forgot. That was my bad.
Abby didn't vote.
I forgot.
Here.
Just talk about lunch.
I was just thinking. I was just like imagining school lunches and getting so hungry.
The worst question to be asked at a lifeguard. The worst question to be asked at a lifeguard job interview. So you're definitely not gonna fuck this kid, right? Or the kids, right? Would you fuck a drowned child?
Because if you're not, then you're not committed to the job.
Let's see. Ooh, split.
You got the good kids on your side, though.
Oh, but Zach got the audience
Our
vote.
Our vote should count more, honestly.
Oh, so there's an audience voting
right
now.
You know how white I am? My vote should count twice.
I like it. Round two is now complete. Let's see. Maya did not do good that round. Where are we at?
I just took two blue chews to transfer some of this
Fourth
blood out
place.
Of my head.
God damn it.
Oh, you just took two blue chews?
No, you didn't.
Maybe I should take one.
Too much blood in my head. I can't think.
Dude, we should play this game on boner pills.
Dude, fuck, it's so good.
Just wait 20 minutes.
Do you guys still get inconvenient boners?
You have to finish this comic.
All of them.
You have to write.
Like in public.
You have to finish the comic strip. So it's for the audio listeners, there's a taxi driver, and then there's a bear in the back of the taxi. And the taxi driver asks where to.
My thing's not working. Do you have a populated screen?
Got it.
I got no screen.
Oh, just one?
Got no screen.
Got it. If we wrote the same thing, I'm going to be so happy.
That's hilarious. We probably did because we both stink.
Yeah.
Listen, this is gonna be a little insight into how me and Zach think the same, because I bet you we probably wrote the same thing.
Yeah.
There's no way. That'd be crazy.
I should just have a game like this for life, where it's like I'm competing with other people, like who fucking brushed their teeth this morning, and then you put it in and you get points. As long as anything's a competition, I can do whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I get it.
So if
you.
I can just turn life into a competition somehow.
That's it, guys. Who hasn't voted?
Is somebody
hit your thing. Hit the
you
fucking.
You ate protein for breakfast.
I did.
Get a point.
Oh no. Let's see those quips.
I just fucking hit send.
Where to? Niggertopia. I'm going to rape you.
Fuck.
Ground zero, faggot. AIDS is a punishment from God. Gas digital, doggy. And what does it say in the corner?
Wherever won't extradite me for rape.
Wherever won't extradite me. And then you have to give your ratings for what you think is best from your gold medal, silver medal, and...
You can't vote for your own? That's bullshit. Mine's better than the other ones.
God fucking damn it. Well, I didn't even silver take my medal. Answer. You know what, guys? This is going to stick with me for a long time. 2-3 hours, I'll be fucking upset.
Yeah,
dude,
I just
want
to see who wrote what. Here's the silver.
What the fuck?
Okay, let's change those medals. Dude, Ground Zero faggot didn't get all of the votes. I think this is like, is there a hidden camera on me to see if I'm going to lose my fucking mind?
Yes, Niggertopia.
Woo!
Whoever wanted to extradite me for rape. Was that you, Abby?
Yeah. It's over.
Let's see Abby won.
Let's say maybe.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Abby won.
No, I don't know. Oh, shit. Abby did win. Fucking
uh-huh.
bitch.
Oh, yeah. Seven.
Mike Harrington beat me at a game where you have to be funny and creative. I'm literally going to kill myself. This is the last show we're ever doing, guys. Unfucking believable.
You forgot think and spell in there, too, though.
Finally, an objective way to measure how funny everybody is.
It's you know? Fucking infuriating. I can't
I'm fine
it.
With that. I've made a career out of being the second funniest person in every room.
So
it's actually a great place to be.
So Abby won.
Yeah. What did I win? Blue Chew?
Yeah, you won one Blue Chew.
Aw.
Get on my fucking pile.
That's it. That's a fun game, guys.
Yeah.
You guys want to go and fucking play it at home with your friends? Why not? You know.
That's fun.
Damn, I should have really gone with more nigger jokes.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
I don't know. Is that in right now? Or is that? I feel like it's going to come back around. Do you know what I mean?
It's
like,
I mean,
fashion.
Look, what were
right?
What were some of the questions again? Let's do the nigger versions of the questions. What were some of the ones that we had? Do you remember?
The one I answered 3 times in the first round.
Good, Harrington.
You know, the government allowed, warning, the government allows up to 4% of blank in school lunches.
Oh.
Nigger meat. If I would have written nigger meat, I would have won. God. There's no
I
doubt.
Would have went with toenails.
What don't you want to say? What's a terrible thing to hear when you're trying on a mattress?
A nigger set here before you. Works every time. Look, I'm not being racist right now. I'm telling you how to win the game of Quiplash. I'm giving you a little bit of advice here. I was trying to keep it squeaky clean.
You
should
have done it the first time around.
Oh, you play with people online? Is that what that's...
No.
That's your fault for not utilizing that earlier.
Give me another question.
You're really just trying to relive your past, but it's yeah, like, bro. Nah, you just have to move forward with the N-word. You know what I mean? It's like
it's
you
true.
Can't think about all the times you didn't say it. You got to think about the times you did get to say it. And then, you know, just
are you saying you
want to
play another game of Quiplash? Because I'll play right now, Abby. I will play another game of Quiplash right now. We have 10 minutes left in the show. I love it. Give me another question.
Name of a sitcom with the word otter in it.
Otter, the nigger lover. I don't know. It would have worked, though.
What's otter than niggers?
What's otter than niggers?
God damn it, I've been trying so hard not to do it.
I feel like I hear the N-word in the Northeast more than I did in Texas.
For sure, because it's ironic and funny up here. In Texas, you guys
God
meant it. You leaned
into
it.
So hard.
Very true.
That is true.
You guys fucking dug your feet into the ground before you said it. Fucking got all the power from the fucking hips. That is a fun game. All right, I wanted to talk about this really quick because we're going to do our Super Bowl preview on Friday. And I'm
going
to be honest with you guys. I don't even know
who are you going
playing.
For?
I don't know who's playing.
You know the Patriots
Come on,
are in
dude.
There. You
what
know
you,
the Patriots
What are you
are
talking
in
about?
There.
I swear to God, if I had to guess the Patriots are in there because I read an article about Rob Gronkowski, and we're going to talk about this right now, and they said that Rob Gronkowski is a Patriot. And I'm assuming that this is relevant because I'm assuming he's playing in the Super Bowl. Why else would this be a relevant thing? So
right.
If you would have said, who's playing in the Super Bowl? What is your guess? I
my same
said.
Answer for Quiplash.
Damn, you were so good.
See, I can be funny without saying it.
Yeah, you can.
It's about the journey.
Yeah, baby. So yeah, I would guess the Patriots.
You never guess. You'll never guess his team. It's been a
the
long
time.
The
team that they're playing?
Yeah.
Is it the Rams?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I knew it was either the Rams or the Saints.
But it's LA Rams.
LA Rams. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, yeah, because wasn't there like some huge thing that they wanted like the Saints and the Rams to have like a redo, a rematch because the game was so fucked up from ref calls?
Yeah,
I haven't really been paying attention to the NFL as much lately, but I've been kind of.
I don't know anything about football at all.
I think I'm gonna get back into it just for like personality sake.
New England Patriots versus the Rams.
I don't know anything about. And what's funny is I listen to men speak about football, right? Yeah. And I know about MMA. I know MMA pretty well. I do a show with Michael Bisping, a Believe in Me podcast, right here on the Gas Digital Network. I speak about the sport of mixed martial arts professionally. I get paid to speak about it a couple times a week. And then I listen to just the average guys talk about football at a bar.
Yeah.
And they're so much better about talking about football than I am about talking about MMA.
There's more going on to talk about football.
There is. No, there's a lot going
on
in MMA.
Matter.
There's so much. No, football, there's not that much
but
more
subject matter. There's more relatable information going around on football than there is relatable information going around on MMA. It's
I
not
think,
that there's...
No, but that's not true because I think you have to be a football fan to give a fuck about football.
Exactly.
I think you can be...
But you overhear it more.
Most people Everyone is a fan of a fight.
Sure.
Even if you're not an MMA fan, if there's an MMA fight on at a party... If you're at a party and there's an MMA fight on or a bar, you're going to gravitate towards Washington. If there's a football
and
game on...
And chances are you're going to pick somebody that you're rooting for.
Yeah.
Just based on even like the color of their trunks. It's human nature to side with somebody in
the
fight.
More people can relate to the fight game than football. I think you have to be a football fan. And it sounds like they're speaking a foreign language when they're doing it. But these are just average dudes.
Most average dudes have no idea what they're saying about the technical aspects of the game.
They
so
sound
you,
good,
unless
though.
You play 10 years, when you talk about like a defender's
there's
move,
there's always a
or,
fucking new fucking.
You
ne-
that's why I never
rule
watch
to...
a football playoff game in a bar or in public. You always have to stay home because everybody's got a fucking opinion. It's always wrong. So like if I watch MMA next to you and Bisbing and in the cage, I'd shut my fucking mouth because I would say average shit like should have did the arm bar there, and you'd be like. Yeah. He wasn't even in a position. That's how it is with football. It's
okay, right.
You gotta
I think it's probably to a way more extreme level because that's how I am with Bisping because I do that show. And I remember when we first started doing the radio show, I would try to start breaking things down from like more of a technical standpoint because you think you know. And then he'd be like, are you a fucking idiot?
Right.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Right. And it became very apparent to me that like, all right, that's not going to be something that I'm going to do. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to go learn about the finer aspects of this sport. That's not fun for me. That's not exciting to me to go break down this
win.
Other. It's almost like you crying watching a man playing guitar.
I don't know why that has to come up one more time.
For me to...
Let's play that fucking game again.
But for me to spend my time really analyzing the way this guy is moving his body in order to achieve all of his dreams. There's something inherently fucking faggy about that where I'm going like, ooh.
Well, if you fought your whole life, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's a different thing. You know what I'm saying? Because you have a different insight. Michael Bisping looking at it is looking at
it.
But if I'm making my life.
From one
well, that's why every a broadcast has a color commentator and a guy that's technical. You know, when you watch baseball, football, anything.
I thought you said
you're the
color commentator.
Yeah, you're the color
commentator.
Too.
I am the colored one. that viewpoint I don't fucking see things through, you know. Then I have some more fun looking at it from the fan's perspective, and I'm looking at it from the layman's perspective, and I ask Michael Bisping a question because I say, oh, well, this is what happened, but I don't really understand that, but break that down. Here's what's good about that show for an average fan. The way I talk to Michael Bisping, I do it in a way where I am looking at it from your perspective, and I'm having him explain it
to
me so I comprehend it so we can have a conversation. So you're actually, it's much more like you're sitting in the room because if Michael Bisping and fucking Kenny Florian were to do a podcast together, it would start to get a little too heavy and technical. You need to kind of pull it back a little bit and make people understand it.
I'm really good at MMA in theory. I'm really good at MMA theory, but not applying it.
Right. Aren't you going to fight Kim? Is this happening?
I would maybe if I could make a lot of money off of it.
Fuck you, dude.
Imagine Kim.
If I could make money.
And Abby.
Sure.
Just fucking trying.
Have you ever been
in
a fight?
Each other?
No, not really.
Oh, but you're just looking to.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been curious how I do in a fight. I'm a lot less in shape than I used to be, though. Like, I'm not as muscly as I used to be, you know?
So you'd have to get, but it would motivate I'd you have to get back into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to get, I don't want to get
you don't
like.
Look, you don't look like a fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Right, and I don't get bulky,
fuck off.
But.
No, for women?
Well, I don't have a bald
no, not
head,
you, buddy,
so.
Not you.
What's the turtly guy's name from The Sopranos? What's that guy?
Never watched it.
You never watched The Sopranos? Have you really not watched The Sopranos?
Like one season.
You were just weren't into it?
I think I watched the second episode of the second season. That's how far I got into it. He was starting to see this therapist.
Yeah.
That's all I remember.
Wow.
That's the first episode of the first season. The whole show's about him going to therapy.
Okay.
Wow.
Not maybe it was one episode.
Oh. Holy shit.
No, I think he started having feelings for the therapist at this point.
Oh.
It was second season for sure. I remember I got into like the first. It was good. It just didn't make
Do you have
me...
a lady anger management person?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
is she hot?
No.
Oh.
Black lady.
Okay.
How often do you see her?
She does not like playing Quiplash with me. I see her once a week.
Damn. Yeah.
I'm surprised that I thought Hell that would be like a tactic she gave you. Whenever you're angry, just play Quiplash.
Just say the N-word.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the only way you're allowed
to
say it.
It's
your namaste. You're prescribed N-words for your anger management.
I thought it was a good show, but it didn't. There's certain shows that I couldn't stop watching. Breaking Bad, I just couldn't put it down.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it's
because... Also, it was a long time ago. Maybe it was the time, your age or whatever.
Yeah,
no,
I was going
to
say, because in
watch
college I would binge watch stuff all the time. And then after that, I haven't been binge watching stuff like I used to. I haven't binge watched a show in a long time.
I binge watched the first season of Stranger Things. Mm. I thought it was great. Game of Thrones, I mean... Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
My last hard binge watch is Your Fault, fucking Big Mouth.
Big Mouth is so good. BoJack might have been my BoJack and Big Mouth might have been my last.
F is for Family.
Is that good?
Great, really
funny. Season four now, right?
Yeah, they just got picked up for season four. Really fucking funny.
Is it Family Guy-ish?
No.
Or not as absurd?
No, it's funny.
Not as absurd.
Yeah, it's way funnier. Not as
it's
absurd.
Real. It's a little more real.
It doesn't need to be a cartoon, but because it is, they get away with awesome shit.
Yeah.
Also, like, the first season was kind of weak, but it's picked up.
Like, the shit that happens in Family, like, they go over the top, like, you know,
flashbacks.
Peter will fall out of an airplane and land, you know, in a lake. Like, that could happen on Family Guy.
So it's
whereas,
more like King of the Hilly.
Yeah, this is more like grounded in reality, but the shit, because it's a cartoon, they get to go very racist, and it's in the, set in the 60s?
70s.
So it's you know, about a white guy and his family, you know, lower class family, just trying to struggle to survive, but in that time, where it's like, you know, fucking racism and sexism, it's just, that's centered on sort of that, which is fucking, it's really
good.
Oh,
damn, I didn't know it was in a different time period.
Yeah, and it's Bill Burr. I mean, Burr's
brilliant. I love Burr.
It's just about being white trash in Boston.
Oh, perfect.
Awesome. Yeah. It's really, really good. I really liked it. It really made me laugh. And I thought the first season was good, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, binge watching, there's certain shows that do it, and The Sopranos never did it. The other one that didn't do it for me was The Wire.
Again.
Oh, I haven't started it.
But. If you give it a shot,
because they're
now.
Older shows now, I can't watch them now.
No, you can watch them now, but like it has that different filter. Like when you see something that's clearly dated 15, 20 years, you don't give it the respect you would when it's crisp, clear.
And also, they weren't.
See, sometimes
shot.
I think there's a comfort sometimes when
Me
it's not
too.
Crisp.
It's nostalgia.
I kind of like watching older stuff for that reason. Sometimes it's too. Have you ever watched a TV where it's like it almost looks surreal, you know?
Right.
It feels even more fake than.
The cameras are too good that it Sometimes. Remind you that you're watching a movie.
I don't like it.
You ever try to go back and watch like an old Star Wars? You're like, and you could see like the fucking animatronics.
Yeah,
and shit.
That feels very homey to me. I like watching that.
Yeah.
I like. Yeah, I'm ready. I'll just stay on this like less evolved version of the Earth. You know,
right.
Everybody
Listen,
can move to
there's
Mars
the theme.
With their
That's
HD.
The theme.
You know,
this whole fucking show.
We're gonna wrap this one. This has been a really fun show. You guys are both incredibly funny.
Thank you.
I love you guys when
Thank
you come
you
on
the
show.
Thank you for the blue
shoe. I'd love to have you back on as you much want? As you guys want to come on.
Yeah, I always love coming on.
Make sure you guys follow everyone on social media. Make sure you guys follow everyone's podcast. That's why we all do all this shit. Go subscribe to Compound Media and to the Books Let's podcast as well. Check out a fair one. You guys love Shane. Tommy's fucking incredible. Tommy's better than Shane in my opinion.
Oh, come here.
Me and you versus Shayna McCoskey. That's what we got to do. Tag team MMA. Come on.
That'd be
that.
So fun.
Look, I know Shane talks all this shit because he played football. I ain't a fucking.
Yeah.
We're not wearing pads.
He does a lot of this.
Bitch. Yeah.
That's all
he's got. What do you do?
He can push. He can push and pull a dumpster.
You think I'm hiking a ball to you?
That's what a lineman can do. Push and pull a dumpster.
That's how they
just
get laid.
Fucking run around.
That's how they cover it up when they're done.
All right, look, this has been a great show. Thank you guys for subscribing. We will be back Friday.
C'est la vie, adios, good riddance, fuck you!
I'm really the end of it, and that's all, folks.